And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team broadcast is Coach of Pleasant Hill, Coach Kyle Roach. Coach, first off, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
My pleasure.
And we're going to talk about a couple of athletes from your squad that made the Dream Team this year in Colin Rogers and Cam Gray. We're going to, well, I guess we'll do them one at a time here. Let's talk about Colin Rogers first.
Colin, both of them are returning starters that we didn't have a lot of. We had a big senior class last year on an 11-1 team, so we did not have a lot returning. These two, however, were key parts of last year's squad. Colin doubled his duty this year by starting on both sides of the ball as a linebacker, where he was our second leading tackler, second team all conference, and then as a running back, was over an 800-yard rusher and led us in scoring. Just a very solid performance for us. Did not come out very often.
And when you play, you know, you get to Class 4, Class 5 football, those Ironman-type football, you don't see a whole lot of that.
No, you don't. You really don't. And it's tough to do at our level with the physicality of each game each Friday night. It's really hard to stay out there and compliments to both these kids. Colin was out there probably more than Cam, but Cam also helped us out on both sides of the ball.
And you mentioned him too. Cam Gray, talk about that young man real quick.
Cam was a linebacker for us also, led us in tackles and has for the last 3 years. He also played some tight end for us. Cam has been a three-time all-conference player for us and a two-time second-team all-state performer. He's got a knack for the ball, knack for getting to the ball, I should say. Very good leader. Both these kids were the heart and soul of our team, and I couldn't be prouder of both of them. They worked very hard in practice, a positive attitude, and there were times when it was tough, but we had some injury issues this year, and then there was times when they were the only two that had much experience out on the field, and for them to direct the traffic of the younger kids and bring them along and make them better, it was fun to see them.
You didn't have a whole lot of returning experience back, and then you had some kind of got bit by the injury bug a little bit. Talk about their roles as those leaders and kind of directing those younger ones and maybe trying to get them in the right place to do the right thing.
I think the easy thing in human nature might be to throw up your hands and go, we got all these young kids playing, we're not, and to kind of almost withdraw from the situation, and they both did just the opposite. Right? They by example, showed the other kids the way and how to play varsity football, which a lot of our kids were out there for the first time. The intensity level they brought, the seriousness of which they took, the studying of film and the preparation, ways like that they really we're leaders on our team.
Again, we're joined by Coach Kyle Roach of Pleasant Hill and talking about the athletes from his squad that made the Dream Team this year, a pair of seniors in Colin Rogers and Cam Gray. Coach, it's going to be hard to replace a couple of, that's the heart of your defense there in your linebacking core, and two guys it sounds like have played a lot for you.
Oh, no doubt. they played such big roles. It will be very difficult to have someone fill in for both those kids.
All right, Coach. Any final words for us as we continue on the Dream Team here?
Nope, just very proud of those two. They're not only good football players, but they're good kids. I think both of them are three-sport athletes, or have been at least. Not sure if they will be this year, but they're just a pleasure to be around just leaders in school, just good kids. And couldn't be prouder of honoring them in this way.
All right, very well said. That's Coach Kyle Roach with the Pleasant Hill Roosters here on the Dream Team broadcast.